Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
Thank you for tuning in this week's Korea Herald podcast. Joining me today is Beth from the copy editing desk.
Hi everyone, it's so good to be back.
Hello, welcome back. So I heard that you were in Canada for about a month.
Yeah, I was in Vancouver and I also visited my friends in Ottawa and Toronto.
How was it? How's the weather, the food, the mood, atmosphere?
It was a bit colder than Korea and the food was great. Well, eating out in Canada is a lot more expensive than it is in Korea. So my friends cooked a lot and we had a lot of like really good home cooked food.
So you were there for the whole October? November? Was it November?
I was there from end of October to end of November.
For a month?
Yes.
How's it back? How do you feel like being back in Korea?
Oh, you know, it's nice. They're very different. But yeah, it's good to be back and see my friends in Seoul as well.
네, 이번 주 한 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 오늘 제가 준비한 기사는요, 고독사에 관한 기사이고요. 기사 들어가기 전에 베스와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
Day laborers, low-income earners fear lonely death. Day laborers and low-income earners in South Korea feel that they have a high chance of dying alone and remaining unnoticed for days, compared to peers with regular jobs earning higher incomes, a survey showed Sunday. Those employed and paid daily without a regular job feared they would have an average 41.8% chance of suffering a lonely death, compared to 28.6% for those with regular jobs, according to data from a survey by the Korea Institute for Health and Social Affairs released Sunday. A similar trend was also observed depending on the level of an individual's income. Those earning monthly wages of less than 2 million won, $1,550, expected that they would have a 44.9% chance of dying lonely, while those receiving over 6 million won marked 25.8%. By age, respondents in their 30s said that they had a 39.5% chance of dying alone. On the other hand, individual anticipation of dying alone diminished gradually in older age groups, with those in their 60s predicting a 29.8% chance of dying alone. Those in their 20s expected they had a 29.5% possibility of a lonely death.
네, 첫 번째 문단 보시면요. Day laborers and low income earners in South Korea. 한국 일용직 근로자와 소득이 낮은 층은 feel that they have a high chance of dying alone and remaining unnoticed for days. 자신들이 고소득 정규직 근로자에 비해 고독사할 가능성과 자신들이 죽은 후 발견된 확률이 compared to peers with regular jobs earning higher incomes. Oh my god, that's so wrong. I have to use this. Feel that they have a high chance of dying alone and remaining unnoticed for days compared to peers with regular jobs earning higher incomes, a survey showed Sunday. 자신들이 고소득 정규직 근로자에 비해 고독사할 가능성과 자신들이 죽은 후 발견될 확률이 높다는 조사 결과가 일요일에 나타났다라는 의미이고요. 첫 번째 문장에 나오는 단어를 보시면요. Day laborer은 일용직 근로자, low income은 소득이 낮은, 그리고 regular job은 정규직으로 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So Beth, if you look at the term day laborer, labor is work, and I guess, so if you work for a day, I don't know if I said that correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So yeah, this is a pretty common phrase, like term, to refer to people who, yeah, don't have any regular full-time work. They are people who live kind of paycheck to paycheck. That's another phrase that you could use. So yeah, and day laborer is someone who usually does manual labor, like physical work, and they're paid on a daily basis.
And it's more of like a formal term, right? When we refer to those working every day, daily.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And the term low income could also mean cash-stripped or low earnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty straightforward. So whenever you see something, an income, you know, for example, you could be high income, right? Or middle income. And in this case, low income. So those are all terms that we use quite frequently.
So those who belong in the lowest bracket, we could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, low income basically means not having a lot of money. Yeah.
And on the other hand, the term regular job is having a steady employment status. Mm-hmm. So you're secured.
Yeah, yeah. It usually refers to a full-time permanent position in a company or organization.
네, 그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. Those employed and paid daily without a regular job feared they would have an average 41.8% chance of suffering a lonely death. 정규직에 종사하고 있지 않은 일용직 직군에 몸담고 있는 사람들은 본인들이 고독사할 가능성을 41.8%로 봤고 compared to 28.6% for those with regular jobs. 반면 정규직들은 28.6%로 여겼다. According to data from a survey by the Korea Institute for Health and Social Affairs released Sunday, 일요일에 발표된 한국보건사회연구원이 진행한 결과에 따르면 그리고 첫 번째 줄에 나오는 employed라는 단어는 취직하고 있는, 취업하고 있는이라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Fear은 뭐뭐를 두려워하다 혹은 우려하다. Lonely death는 이 기사의 핵심이죠. 고독사라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다.
So Beth, if you look at the terms, employ or being employed is holding down a job, having a career, you're a working person.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so, you know, to employ is to hire or to pay someone for a job. And then obviously, if you're using this is an adjective. So someone who is employed means someone who has a paid job. And some related terms would be employer and employee, right? So employer would be the company or the person that hires, and employee is the person who has the job.
And the term fear is be afraid of something, dread?
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, just basically to be afraid of. So, you know, I fear that I will lose my job, or farmers fear that they will lose business, something like that.
And lonely death is obviously you are left alone to die.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting because I don't think this is actually very commonly used expression. I think this is more of like a, maybe it's more specific to Korea or maybe some other countries. But I personally don't really encounter this expression, lonely death, that often. But yeah, usually, yeah, it's basically talking about people who live in solitude and are found dead long after they've actually passed away.
Is this like a common term or phrase that we would find in Western articles or the Western society?
I personally don't really read that much about lonely deaths in foreign, like in, you know, American or Canadian news. So yeah, no, I can't say that it's super common.
So before we move on to the third paragraph, what do you think about lonely death, you know, being left alone?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know people, or have you heard of mm-hmm. such news?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, recently there's been a lot of, you know, talk about how young people are, you actually wrote an article today about mental health issues, right, among young people and high suicide rates. And I do think that it's related to this topic as well, because a lot of day laborers, I think, tend to be younger people, maybe people who don't have that much, like, you know, maybe not so many social networks like family to rely on. And so, yeah. And I also see a lot of documentaries about young people who live in very small spaces like Gochiwons, or, you know, really cheap kind of like
Small houses.
Small housing, yeah, where, you
very
know.
Very prone to
Exactly. Yeah. Like they don't have roommates.
Bad conditions.
Exactly. And they don't have roommates and they don't have a kind of a community to check in on them and see if they're okay. So, yeah, I think it's very sad actually. And obviously, and yeah, and I think that especially also because we live in Seoul, which is a city with extremely high population density and there's a lack of affordable housing. You know, it's inevitable that there's going to be some people who really fall between the cracks and, get forgotten by society.
Have you ever thought of dying alone and being unnoticed for days?
It's a really horrific thought, actually. My mom lives alone in Canada, in Vancouver. So that's one of the reasons I worry actually a lot for her. But I personally would really hope that when I, if I ever need medical help or assistance or if I'm in, if I have some mental health issues that I can have friends and family who can reach out to me. Yeah. So hopefully I don't think a lot about it, but if I'm in the situation, I hope that I have good networks. Yeah.
But apart from thinking about, lonely death, do you feel emotions of being really like lonely or depressed or
I think you wrote an article about how the Korean government unveiled its very first ever plan specifically targeting mental health, right, and illness in Korean society. I think mental health is very important, and I think that it's as important as physical health. I personally think it's very important, and I think it's also becoming a more important issue in Korean society, which I applaud and appreciate.
Any tips for people like to stay like happy, or because you're a very happy person?
Oh yeah, obviously I think that everybody is different, mm-hmm. but it's also I think it's just. I think that it's important to, first of all, have social networks and ties, and not just social media, but like real in-person interactions with friends and family. And as an individual, we could create a social atmosphere where mental health can be a less taboo topic. So if someone is feeling very lonely or sad, that they feel safe to talk about that, because I think sometimes having lived in Korea for a while, I notice that's still a bit of a like taboo topic to bring up. So I think if that atmosphere can change, maybe people can feel a little bit better about talking.
And I think it's because some people fear that having a very depressed friend around them can make them feel depressed as well.
That's right.
Because it's really hard at times, listening to and caring for someone who's in really, really deep depression, I think. Mm. Right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm not a mental health professional.
That's true.
Yeah, but just personally speaking, the things that make me, I think, keep me grounded and happy and stable is just, remembering that I can always talk to my friends, or if I really need to, I can talk to a professional, and there's no shame or no, there should be no embarrassment around that. Yeah.
네, 그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. A similar trend was also observed depending on the level of an individual's income. 개인의 소득 수준 구간에 따라 비슷한 추세가 나타났다. Those earning monthly wages of less than 2 million won expected they would have a 44.9% of dying lonely. 평균 가구 소득이 200만 원 미만인 응답자는 본인의 고독사 가능성을 44.9%로, while those receiving over 6 million won marked 25.8%. 월 평균 600만 원 이상 소득자가 생각하는 본인의 고독사 가능성은 25.8%였다. 여기서 나오는 트렌드라는 단어는 어떤 동향, 경향 혹은 추세라는 의미를 갖고 있고요. Observed는 관찰됐다. 그리고 receiving은 받는으로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So a trend here is not like the trending kind of thing, but it's more of like a tendency or like a movement.
Yeah, so this is a noun, and it means general direction in which something, like you said, is moving or developing or changing. So we could say an upward trend in sales.
Or means, downward trend.
Right, or downward trend. But as you said, you know, trend can also mean like a fashion trend, like the latest trend. Also, in the context of social media, we're seeing that trend can be used as a verb more and more. So, like, I took a look at what's trending on Instagram. That means, you know, something that is gaining popularity or attention.
And observed is noticed, perceived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. That's right. Young people, you can say observe that decisions are made by others. So, yeah, they spot or detect. Yeah.
And the term receiving is, we can interpret it as acquiring from something. And in this case, we could also refer to as like a recipient of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So receiving comes from receive. A recipient is someone who receives something or gets something. And so to be given, presented with something.
네, 그리고 마지막 문단을 보시면요. By age, 연령대별로는 respondents in their 30s said they had a 39.5% chance of dying alone. 30대가 본인의 고독사 가능성을 39.5%로 봤다. On the other hand, 반면에 individual anticipation of dying alone diminished gradually in older age groups, with those in their 60s predicting a 29.8% chance of dying alone.
고연령층일수록 고독사로 사망할 확률이 29.8%로 나타났다. Those in their 20s expected that they had a 29.5% possibility of a lonely death. 20대는 고독사로 사망할 확률을 29.5%로 예상했다. 여기서 나오는 respondent, respondents는 응답자이고요. On the other hand는 다른 한편으로는 반면에 그리고 anticipation of는 뭐뭐에 대한 기대 그리고 predicting은 예측하기로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So if you look at the words here, the word on the other hand is rather otherwise. It's used to introduce a contrasting point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a pretty commonly used phrase. So usually you can actually pair it with another phrase, like on one hand, you have, you know, a lot of fans, but on the other hand, you also have a lot of anti-fans. So, you know, in English, sometimes people will use it in this construction where you kind of visualize two hands, right? So you have something on one hand and something on the other hand. Yeah.
네, 그러면 기사 끝내기 전에 베스와 함께 다시 읽고 오겠습니다.
Day laborers, low-income earners fear lonely death. Day laborers and low-income earners in South Korea feel that they have a high chance of dying alone and remaining unnoticed for days, compared to peers with regular jobs earning higher incomes, a survey showed Sunday. Those employed and paid daily without a regular job feared they would have an average 41.8% chance of suffering a lonely death, compared to 28.6% for those with regular jobs, according to data from a survey by the Korea Institute for Health and Social Affairs released Sunday. A similar trend was also observed depending on the level of an individual's income. Those earning monthly wages of less than 2 million won, $1,550, expected that they would have a 44.9% chance of dying lonely, while those receiving over 6 million won marked 25.8%. By age, respondents in their 30s said that they had a 39.5% chance of dying alone. On the other hand, individual anticipation of dying alone diminished gradually in older age groups, with those in their 60s predicting a 29.8% chance of dying alone. Those in their 20s expected they had a 29.5% possibility of a lonely death.
Thank you for tuning in with the Korea Herald for Thursday's podcast.
Thank you, everyone, and I hope you reach out to a friend today and stay warm.